Thank you for having us here today at Boston College Law School. Our first case for argument is 24-1310, Fly Grip versus Pop Sockets. Is it Gonzalez?
It's Gonzalez.
Gonzalez, please proceed.
May it please the court, my name is Dr. Greg Gonzalez, and I'm representing Fly Grip. And first I'll talk about the cones and pyramids, and then I'll move on to the written description issue. Independent Claim 2 recites
Can I ask you a preliminary question, which is, if you have to win on both, because if we disagree with you on any one of these, the claims are gone? Is that the logistical situation?
Yeah, there's two IPRs, so I would have to prevail on both written description and the obviousness with respect to Nakai and Grinfis. You're correct, because this is an appeal of two IPRs. It was rejected for two different reasons. Independent Claim 2 recites an extension consisting essentially of a single-piece conical telescoping flexible tubular structure. This is at 167 of the Joint Appendix at Column 9. Now, the board relied upon Grinfis's disclosure of a sound conduit having a pyramid shape for the conical claim limitation. And this is at the final written decision on page 96 of the Joint Appendix. The board's obviousness decision is based upon an incorrect claim construction that conflates a cone and a pyramid.
Can I just ask, just tell me if I'm misremembering. My sense of the claim construction issue was that the intrinsic evidence doesn't tell us much. It uses the word cone, but doesn't tell us much. So this is one of those relatively unusual cases where turning to the dictionaries seems to be at the center. And it turns out that some of the dictionaries give definitions of cone to be something other than, you know, your classic circular base point at the top, ice cream cone type cone, broad enough to include what you're calling a pyramid, which would then make this a factual question under Teva. Why does not lead to an affirmance of the board on the claim construction?
So I think I can explain that if you look at the pictures. And for instance,
Sure.
I'll move the microphone closer. I'll lean forward also. So can you please take a look at 1707 of the Joint Appendix?
So, and this is what? Is this...
This is an excerpt from the expert's declaration.
Your expert?
Correct. And here you see various types of pyramids. But you have to look at two characteristics that are very important that all pyramids have. First, they have triangular planar sides. And second, they have a polygon shape as the base. So if you look at the base, there are sides. So, for instance, the square pyramid, there's four sides.
But I guess what I'm remembering, tell me if I'm misremembering, at least one of the definitions that the board relied on said the term cone can apply to basically any base, a point on top, and the lines drawn from the point to the places on the base. All of that would be true of all of these pyramids.
No, I don't think that's the case, because if you look at, for instance, figure 20, of the patented issue, it shows what a cone looks like. It has two things that a pyramid doesn't have. First, it has curved circular sides, and also the base has...
I mean, the cross sections are curves.
Even when you look at it, the entire shape in three volumes, you see that the sides are curved.
But that's just an embodiment. I don't think that the board said that something that's curved isn't conical. I think the board said that something that's curved is conical, but something that's not curved but has a closed planar curve is also conical, and the pyramid shape has a closed planar curve. What am I missing? That's
no.
No?
The pyramid shape does not have smooth curve sides.
Well, do you disagree that there were definitions in the record that supported the board's construction?
Yes, I disagree with that, because it's clear from these pictures, if you compare the pictures of the pyramids, and if you look at the characteristic of a pyramid, and you look at the picture of figure 20, which is the figure that was identified as embodying the claims at issue in this proceeding.
There claims are never limited to an embodiment. There's nothing in the spec that disclaims anything broader than the picture of figure 20.
One of the things I referenced was a response to a restriction requirement, and the applicant selected an embodiment. And the applicant said, these claims, which include this limitation that we're discussing now, are supported by figure 20 of the patent.
But the specification does not use the word conical, does it?
The specification doesn't use the word... Oh, hold on. I want to make sure I give an accurate answer to your question.
I think conical only appears once in the claims and not at all in the specification. But tell me if I'm wrong.
You're right. And so because it's not redefined by the specification, you would have to give it the meaning that a person of ordinary skill in the art would give it. And a person of ordinary skill in the art would understand that a cone is not a pyramid. They're two completely different things. And for
but that's where the definitions come in, as Judge Toronto said a few minutes ago, and the board relied on them, and it's, you know, picked some definitions and not others as being apt for this.
Yeah, but none of the definitions were inconsistent with what I'm telling you now. Okay? A cone has to have a curved base. It can't have a polygon base. It cannot. It's impossible. There is no cone that has a curved base. There's also no cone that has triangular planar sides. No cone has either of those two characteristics. Those are characteristics of a pyramid and not a cone. A cone has smooth curved sides, and it has a curved base.
Okay, what do you make, though, of, for example, various definitions that are in the appendix? Page 4471 is one. It actually has a square-based pyramid, which it calls a cone. And it actually says a cone is the general name of any shape that has a flat base of any shape tapering up to a point. The base can be any shape. If it is a polygon shape, it's called a pyramid. The cones you will see in exams will be circular based, meaning this is extrinsic evidence in the form of some math textbook that was cited by the board that led them to conclude that this pyramid shape or polygon shape was nonetheless a cone because they relied on this extrinsic evidence. And we decide whether that's supported by substantial evidence. We don't look at it de novo. We have to evaluate whether there was substantial evidence for the board. Why isn't this substantial evidence? They're pointing to a pyramid and saying it's a cone in this textbook.
Okay. So with all due respect, Your Honor, I think you're misinterpreting what this says. Okay. It does say, and I believe we're both at 4471 of the joint appendix. Is that correct?
That's where I am,
okay.
Yes.
So a cone is the general name of a shape that has a flat base of any shape tapering up to a point. Then it says the base can be any shape. But one thing it doesn't say that a cone can have a base that's a polygon, because that's just not true.
So
it goes on to say that the base of a cone has to be curved. It cannot have sides. It cannot be a polygon with sides connecting vertices. That's not what a cone is. That's what a pyramid is. And also, a cone has to have smooth curved sides. So the definition that you're reading starts talking about a pyramid. It's not really a definition. It's just talking about two different things, a pyramid and a cone.
I certainly understand your argument, but I have to review the board's conclusion otherwise for substantial evidence. This, it seems, best case scenario for you, this passage in this textbook could be understood to have either of two meanings, that the polygon is, in fact, the base shape of the cone, or your meaning that, nope, that's not, that's a pyramid, and the pyramid is distinct from a cone. Best case scenario for you, there's two possible meanings for this. The board chose one, and I don't review it de novo. I have to review it for substantial evidence. So how, I don't understand how I ignore the evidence that they pointed to.
So I'm not asking you to ignore it, but with all due respect, I think you're misinterpreting what this particular passage is saying.
Okay, but you're misunderstanding, and because it's not me interpreting it, it's the board. And I have to give them substantial evidence deference. The board interpreted this, and I don't review it de novo.
Okay, but this doesn't meet the substantial evidence standard either. Because this is a definition, and the way I interpret this definition, particularly in light of a person of ordinary skill in the art reading it, is they would understand that they're talking about two different shapes. One is a cone and one is a pyramid. And a cone has a, and you also have to consider all of the other evidence that's of record, which indicates that a cone has a circular base, not a polygon. And a cone has a smooth curved sides, not plain or triangular sides. They're just two completely different shapes.
What about 4500, which is another piece of the extrinsic evidence, which shows a safety cone, and that is not curved. It's clearly angular, and yet it's called a safety cone. This four-sided cone clearly mocks all types of hazards. I mean, this is all the evidence that the board had in front of it and cited. That's, you agree, that's not circular, correct?
Right, but I think you've got to look at this particular page that you pointed to me in the context of what they're trying to describe.
And look at 4502. So 4502 is very much a square cone, 4502, and yet it's called a cone. It's definitely angular and square. There's absolutely nothing circular about it. This is all the evidence that was in front of the board.
4502 is an advertisement for a snack cone. It's not really a technical definition of a cone or a pyramid. It's not a definition. A person of ordinary skill in the art would not gain its understanding of a cone and a pyramid from advertisements from a snack cone or for some kind of traffic hazard item. A person of ordinary skill in the art would.
But did you object to that evidence as introduction? Did you suggest that it was inappropriate for the board to rely on that evidence? Did you object to it?
You mean at the IPR?
Yeah.
I didn't do the IPR, but I understand that in the documents that were filed there, that was pointed out.
So the, at page 4462 is not an advertisement, but Merriam-Webster Dictionary, that's the one that I think we started with. A solid bounded by a circular or other closed plane base, and the surface formed by line segments joining every point of the boundary of the base to a common vertex. That's not advertisement. That does seem to cover the polygon-based cone to be 10 inches.
I'm sorry, so you had the page and you were reading.
446.
While you were reading,
four,
I was looking for the page.
Sorry,
which portion of it did you read from?
4462, definition 1B. 1A is what you think of, and probably everybody in this room thought of the word cone as an initial matter, right? A classic right circular cone. But B is the broader one.
Okay, so B says that a solid bounded, meaning the base of it, is curved or circular. It also says our other closed plane base, but it doesn't say that the plane base can be a polygon. It doesn't say that in this definition.
Formed by line segments joining every point of the boundary of the base? Oh, I see. You're doing the verticals. But the closed plane base is not, doesn't say anything except that it's planar and closed.
I know, but I don't read that as saying that, you know, even something that's a polygon that has sides connecting vertices would fall within the scope of 1B. Okay.
Counsel, so you've used all your regular time and all your rebuttal time. If you'd like, I'll restore 2 minutes of rebuttal time. But we should hear from Mr. Washburn.
Please, the court. Ian Washburn for Popsockets. Your Honors, I would like to start with Judge Prost's question regarding the mootness issue. The answer to your question, Judge Prost, is that you need not reach the second IPR if you affirm on either of the IPR. If you affirm on either of them, you don't need to reach the other one. This, in my understanding, would be similar to what the court did in Vernetics versus Cisco approximately 2 years ago. On that note, if there is one of the two IPRs that Your Honors are particularly interested in, I would be happy to direct my commentary to that IPR.
Do you think you can guess which one that
yes,
is?
Yes, I was going to say. So, but given the discussion just now, we're focusing on the 938 and in particular on the construction of cone. Now, a moment ago, the court asked whether counsel disagreed that there were that there were definitions in the record that would cover a pyramid structure such as that of Grinfis. In subsequent back and forth, Your Honors pointed to a variety of examples. Just so the record is clear, a few further examples of definitions in the record that support the board's construction that did not come up in the back and forth just now include Appendix 4469. I understand that a pyramid is a special case of cone, and therefore you can refer to a pyramid as a cone, but not the other way around. Am I correct? Answer, you are correct. Appendix 4468, definition, the surface traced by a moving straight line that always passes through a fixed point, the vertex. Ellipsis, the directrix of a cone need not be a circle.
Okay, so your friend's answer, I'm not speculating, I'm trying to discern, seems to be that, fine, there are definitions in dictionaries, but we're talking about how one skilled in the art would have construed the term, which only appears in the claims. So what's your answer to that? I mean, if in fact there was evidence that one skilled in the art would construe it a certain way, notwithstanding general dictionary definitions, would that not carry the day?
In this situation, Your Honor, may I answer your question with some of the procedural history? The parties agreed that the term should receive plain and ordinary meaning. The board did not suggest that anything else applied, and the board first looked to the intrinsic evidence and found nothing limiting conical, and then, as Your Honors discussed, looked to the extrinsic evidence. Now, theoretically, if the weight of the evidence supported a narrower meaning of cone, and based on that weight of evidence, the board were to find that a person of skill would have interpreted cone to be limited to structures with circular bases, then the answer to your question is yes. The existence of some broader definitions would not necessarily carry the day. But that's not what happened here. Does that answer your question, Your Honor?
Can I just ask?
Please.
So between circle and polygon as base lie a bunch of curved non-circles like ellipses. Which of the definitions, like the one you just cited from the Britannica, that's 4468, says it doesn't have to be a circle. Which of the definitions indicate that it can actually be a polygon, that is, with corners?
Certainly, Your Honor. I'll be repeating back some of the back and forth from the previous argument. But on Appendix 4462, which we provided the board and the board cited at Appendix 83, the definition, a solid bound by a circular or other closed plane base, and the surface formed by line segments essentially extending up to the vertex.
Right, so that's certainly broad enough to include a pulling, what's the term, directrix? Is that the term that's used in the Britannica?
That's
so
right.
Anyway, the base, since we're all thinking about it that way. But does any of the definitions affirmatively state And by the way, that base can be a polygon, as opposed to something smooth curved, but not necessarily circular.
Firstly, Your Honor, I think it is difficult to dispute that a polygon is a closed plane as defined in 4462.
I got that.
That it's a flat shape as in 4471, etc. I am not aware of a definition that specifies that the base of a cone could be, quote, a polygon in those words, just as I am not aware of a definition that specifies explicitly that the base of a cone could be an octagon. The definitions state broadly that the base can be a closed plane.
Did the other side place in the record definitions that affirmatively state the base has to be smoothly curved? That is non-polygonal?
They placed in the record two definitions that suggested that the base needs to be circular. I do not believe there were any definitions that said it can be a lot of things, but it can't be a polygon. Okay. Does that answer your question?
I think so.
Okay. And on the question of the smooth curved sides, which I'm turning to because that may be related to your question, on appeal, appellant refers repeatedly to a definition that, in addition to stating that there needs to be a certain base, also states that there need to be, quote, smooth curved sides. This comes from their initial briefing below. Their support for their construction of cone was based entirely in paragraphs 76 to 77 of their expert's report. This cites two definitions.
Which I would find where?
Certainly. Appendix 1706 to 1707.
Okay, so why isn't that good enough to create a record in which on one side, it's not limited to circles, but which I think is clear enough, that doesn't get you to bases with corners. We have one thing on the other side from an expert saying not polygons. Why does that allow the board to make the jump from to polygons are included?
I would respectfully disagree that it's a jump. The board had for them two dictionary definitions as fly grips, extrinsic evidence supporting a requirement for a circular base. They had at least nine pieces of extrinsic evidence from us supporting our construction that the board ultimately adopted. Further, Your Honor, one of the two definitions that appellant put forward was half of an alternative definition. This is the 1A, 1B issue that you probably recall briefed in the papers. In that situation, I want to be very clear that we're not suggesting that the board should resolve these types of disputes by counting. But if we're asking under a substantial evidence inquiry, if a reasonable mind might accept the evidence as adequate to support the finding, I would submit, Your Honor, that surely a reasonable mind could accept our extrinsic evidence and testimonial evidence over theirs. So, on the returning to the smooth curved sides point, Your Honor, in the section of flag grips expert Mr. McDonald's declaration that I pointed you to a moment ago, there are references to two footnotes. All of the discussion below focused on the first of those two definitions, the definition included in footnote 98, which can be found in appendix 4462.
That's the Merriam-Webster that
yes,
we talked about.
With the 1A-1B, yes, Your Honor. On appeal, fly grip has seized on the second of those two definitions, which is not in the appellate record. I don't believe they argued that label below. I don't believe the term smooth curved sides was a remotely salient part of the discussion in the below IPRs. Even if this had been a live issue before the board, it wouldn't matter because the parties have not disputed that a cone involves a base and a vertex with a bunch of line segments connecting them. That seems to be undisputed. If I understand the term smooth curved sides correctly, and I am open to correction, but if I understand this term correctly, whether that shape, whether that structure has, quote, smooth curved sides will generally be entirely a function of the base, if I understand the way they're using that term correctly. So in our view, the pivoting, which I don't mean directly, but turning more toward this second definition for appeal with lots of emphasis on the term smooth curved sides does nothing to undermine the board's reasoning and findings below.
Let me just be sure I understand it. Did you just refer to how this in the second IPR, which we haven't otherwise spoken about, a smooth curved side wouldn't help them get the written description support? Is that what you just said, or no?
No. Okay. I'm sorry, Nora. Let me try to be clearer.
Aren't they trying to distinguish from prior art something that is truly polygonal?
Which thing are you referring to, Nora? This is in the 937, the priority attack IPR.
In the first one. Right. So just say again then,
sure.
Why do you think that, let's assume, which you don't want to, just for assumption's sake, that the right definition is smooth curved sides. Then what is the effect on the board's obviousness ruling?
The board's obviousness ruling did not exclude the possibility of smooth curved sides. And so if your honors were to find that smooth curved sides ought to have been adopted as part of the construction, that would not dislodge the board's findings.
Okay.
One last thing. How do you deal with the restriction requirement? Opposing counsel argued, I think if I remember right, the board found something like there are 12 distinct species in this disclosure and caused them to restrict to just one invention, and they identified figures 19 and 20 saying this depicts the same embodiment, this is what we are claiming now, basically. And 19 and 20 show a circular conical base.
Certainly. So first, of course, the cases are lesions saying that absent an indication otherwise, the claims should not be assumed to be limited to the embodiments in the specification. The species election that you're referring to essentially reduces the set of different embodiments to one. However, this court has been very clear, including in the Innova case that we cite in our papers, that just because there's only one embodiment doesn't mean you limit the meaning of terms in the claim to all features of that embodiment. Does that answer your question, Yona?
Yes, I guess.
All right, briefly, Your Honor, some points on this topic from the briefing. First, in the briefing, there is extensive emphasis on the, quote, heavy presumption of plain and ordinary meaning. In our view, although that occupies a lot of space in the briefing, that is irrelevant because the parties agreed that the term conical should receive its plain and ordinary meaning here. Secondly, there are a few points in the briefing where there is an argument that the board's interpretation allows for, quote, any type of base. This issue was not before the board. They were simply deciding whether conical could include pyramidal structures. However, in my understanding, that would be incorrect because the definitions that the board relied upon would still imply a flat base. The polygons, the shapes on closed plane squares, etc. There would still be restriction to a flat base as opposed to a jagged base. And Your Honors,
I just want to come back to one final thing.
Yes.
So I thought you said a couple of minutes ago that if we thought the right definition was smooth curved base sides, smooth curved sides, that the board's result would still be the same. How does that cover a pyramid?
There was evidence before the board that it would be easy. There was evidence before the board that it would be a matter of, I believe, routine engineering, if I'm recalling the term correctly, to convert the pyramidal structure to a circular structure. And Grinfis also includes circular-based structures. So,
did the board make a finding to that effect?
No.
Okay.
To be clear, Your Honor, if Your Honors were to find that within the 024 patent, the term conical is limited to shapes with circular bases, we acknowledge that the shape that the board relied upon in Grinfis does not have a circular base. I'm not trying to evade that. What I'm saying is that the term smooth curved sides is ambiguous and candidly confusing. And the board did not reach this at all because they were not asked to. And that's why I answered earlier that I don't think that a finding seizing on the term smooth curved sides would necessarily undermine the board's finding.
Okay, Mr. Washburn, thank you. Counsel, we'll give you 2 minutes for rebuttal.
So I'll just be very brief, but I think Judge Taranto got it right when he said that the base need not be a circle, but it could be an ellipse. It has to be something that's circular or curved. It can't be a polygon, and none of the definitions say it can be a polygon with vertices that are connected by sides. Can't be a square, can't be a triangle, can't be a pentagon, can't be any of those things.
Before the board, did you present this issue as a binary choice between circle and polygon as opposed to something in the middle, smooth curved side? Did you offer, did you say at least you should conclude that the right definition is smooth curved side, which would include elliptical cross sections?
When I read the declaration from the expert,
you know what I mean by you.
Pages 1706 and 1707, when the expert shows the pictures of a pyramid and he contrasts that with the pictures of a cone, and he's talking about the characteristics of a cone from technical dictionaries, that if you have a curved base, you have to have smooth curved sides on the shape, on the volume. And I think it's important because, you know, if you would agree with me on claim construction, you know, I'll say two things with respect to that. First of all, the board relied upon Grinfis in its final written decision for this claim limitation. And take a look at the Grinfis at 2871, please. Okay, so at 2871, you see the pyramid shape that's attached to the ear, 2871.
Counsel, get to your point because you're out of time.
And the pyramid doesn't have a curved base, and it doesn't have smooth curved sides. And it's important because
They already conceded that. He stood here and said that he conceded it didn't have curve.
And that is, this is the figure that the board relied upon for its obvious decision with respect to the Nikon-Grinfis combination. So if you agree with us on the claim construction, distinguishing a cone and a pyramid, then this particular reference doesn't teach us.
Okay, thank you, counsel. This case is taken under submission.